In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So on this fourth Sunday of Great Lent, we celebrate St. John of the Ladder. Now, he's called of the Ladder in reference to a short book he wrote. And this incredibly valuable book is called The Ladder. He's the author of this book, The Ladder. And it was written specifically to monks on living the spiritual life and ascending to God in how one lives. But it turns out St. John's counsel proved so valuable that non-monks, those living in the world like you and me, can find great benefit from its principles. Now, the book is divided into 30 short chapters, and each chapter represents a rung on a ladder, on the ladder of spiritual growth. Growth in the life of Christ, growth in godliness that every human being is capable of by God's grace. And these steps, these rungs on the ladder of spiritual growth, on the ladder of ascending not just to the divine, but ascending in the divine because God is always with us. These rungs cover both virtues that we are capable of developing and nurturing, and vices, bad habits that we must leave behind if we are to thrive and to truly live. And many of these vices are paired with a corresponding virtue, precisely to enlighten the path away from our weaknesses and toward divine glory, toward God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, just by way of an example, there are more obvious pairings such as, you know, lying and telling the truth, you know, two obvious pairings. And it may sound a little too simple on the surface, but with increasing one's discernment and increasing our presence in how we're living, we can catch ourselves sooner and sooner when we feel ourselves drifting towards that which we know to be false. You know, there's a pairing of cowardice and courage. And here St. John's not talking about cowardice as, you know, being afraid of heights or roller coasters or something like that. And he's not even talking about courage as, you know, willing to rush into a burning building. You know, those things that are rare and probably won't happen to us. The cowardice that he's talking about is spiritual. The cowardice he's talking about is a fear perhaps of how others see us, a fear of losing my imagined status in the eyes of somebody else. Cowardice is the fear of being true to God or the fear of defending my neighbor because of what others might think of me. That's a much more spiritual kind of cowardice. And of course, courage is found by trusting in God in all things, to defend those who are being harmed, to practice love in the face of those who expect selfishness from me. Now, these pairings of vice and virtue, these rungs on the ladder of spiritual growth in the divine life, they become so obvious when they're laid out. It's so easy when someone else lays them out before us, which is really the genius of St. John's work. You know, resentment and forgiveness, slander, silence, pride, humility, fear, and love. And these are things we know, and it's obvious when they're laid out, but in the chaos of our day-to-day living, and as we're going through life, and as our emotions well up in us, sometimes we're distracted, or we're overwhelmed, and we forget that this is the path that's laid before us. So to have them laid out so simply lets us step back and say, oh yeah, right now is a decision. And each time there is the path of virtue or the path of vice. And these rungs help simplify these moments and allow me to discern the holy path. Now, as an illustration of this upward spiritual path, the church has also given us a truly unique icon as a help. And there's no other icons like it in the whole tradition of the church. You know, copies are made, of course, but the original is unique. We have one in the center of the church today, and I've put copies around for you. You're welcome to refer to these. You may have to share if you're not enough in your row. But and I have a copy here. It's St. John's Ladder of Divine Ascent. And the icon, first of all, shows in the top corner Jesus Christ, the source of our life and the goal of our life. Our spiritual climb is not only to Christ, but our spiritual climb is in His grace. It's not as if, you know, as if we struggle all alone going up each step only to get to Jesus if we're successful. That would be the wrong way to read this icon. The grace of Christ flows out to His creation. It flows through the ladder, as it were. It flows through our decisions, as it were, all the way down to the first rung. In fact, you might say the grace of Christ is the ladder. It makes it possible to grow in Him. Christ is with you every step of the way. It's just that Jesus can't make your choices for you. The steps represent the fact that we still must choose. On the opposite side, on the top, there is a choir of angels. There's a choir of angels ministering to God and empowering you as you make each step. And one of those angels would be your personal guardian angel, knowing both your weaknesses and strengths. And this angel is that angelic voice in your ear, in your mind's ear, in your heart, that knows what is right and knows what is true and knows what is empowered and knows what is loving. And the choice, of course, remains yours, but that angelic voice is helping you see the proper and most loving path. And then, of course, there are these scary-looking, demonic-like figures all down the right, pulling the climbers off the ladder in this kind of catastrophic tumble. And that's the kind of that's the part of the icon that may need the most explaining. These dark figures represent kind of a cluster of related things. You know, our personal demons that know our weaknesses and whisper to us, you know, to choose the wrong path. Or you could see them as our weaknesses themselves. Or our emotional passions that cloud our better nature when we get all riled up and we can't think past the anger or something. In the end, these dark figures represent sin and missing a step, missing the mark. Now, in the icon, these temptations, these sins, are shown pulling the climbers off the ladder with ropes. Maybe I think one of them has ropes around his hand. All the rest have the rope fastened around their neck. And this part is incredibly important, incredibly important. Those ropes represent my choices. Nobody can be pulled from grace by an outside force. Nobody can be pulled off the ladder by an outside force. Only my own choices can do that. If I don't put the rope on my neck, it doesn't go on. It doesn't go on. All those little temptations can do is offer. They can just offer. Saying things like, boy, that person sure insulted you. Or, don't speak up. What will people think? Or, say it. It'll feel so good. Or, I told you God doesn't find you valuable. These are the ropes being offered. These are the ropes being offered. It is my choice whether or not I put it around my neck by what I do. As important as that lesson is, there's one even greater. Because when I do tumble down the ladder, and I will over and over, I have one more choice to make. I can get swallowed up in self-pity and self-loathing and excuses and ultimately swallowed up by despondency, by my own inner darkness. Or I can get back on. I can get back on. I can choose to accept the grace of Jesus Christ flowing down that ladder, and I can get back on every time I fall, over and over and over again. If I fall 1,000 times in a day, I can walk to the bottom of that ladder and start again. I can start again. And really, that is the most important part of the lesson. If there's any lesson we take from St. John's Ladder, from the icon, and then from this season of Lent that it's presented to us, from confessions and our baptism, and from the cross which we are walking towards and journeying towards, and even from life itself, really, if there's one lesson, it's that no matter how far I fall or how frequently I fall, I can get back on. The grace of Jesus Christ is infinitely greater than the depth of any tumble I can make. And the love of Jesus Christ is infinitely greater than the rebellion of any of my past choices. Amen.